This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Take the highway to the end of the line.
End of the line.
The start of the show, but now there's been a development. Michigan State Rep. Cynthia Johnson, who said we're going to basically attack and destroy anybody that questions election fraud, she's just now under investigation and just got stripped of her assignments. These people are all just thugs. We're going to play that next segment. Let's go to the calls. Thank you, David, in Virginia. Sorry I had some episodes earlier. You're on the air. Go ahead.
No problem, Alex. Great to talk to you. I'm long-time listener and first-time caller. I was in D.C. a few weeks ago, and I'll be there this weekend. Look forward to seeing you.
Yes, sir.
And, first thing I want to do, I'd like to plug your products. I love X2. It's done a lot of great I've achieved a lot of great results in taking it. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to touch on martial law and kind of the how around martial law. I think, Trump, if Trump obviously should pursue all his legal strategies, but if he comes up short there, I think martial law is an option that needs to be kept on the table.
Well, yeah, because it's a Chi-Com foreign takeover.
Absolutely.
I mean, if the damn Russians invaded, what would you call that? I mean, people need to understand this is where we are.
Absolutely. So, but the how he can do it? There's a law, U.S. Code 10, Section 253, which Trump can invoke to activate militias across the country, and these militias, citizen militias, would thereby be operating under a legal framework.
I agree. I just want to call this globalist bluff. They're doing this because they can push us around. America didn't used to get pushed around. I'm sick of being pushed around.
I think we could literally see millions of citizens with under arms on the streets across this country and to take.
I'm just telling you, the globalists tried to put out their commie force to intimidate us. We're not going to intimidate them. We're going to protect legitimate government and legitimate homes.
Absolutely.
And we're not getting pushed around anymore.
Absolutely. Anyway, there's an interesting couple of videos.
We are under attack. We are in a state of war. Call it what you want. Call out the Republic. Defend the damn Republic. Period.
Look. There's an interesting couple of videos by a Harvard educated lawyer, Dr. Edwin Vieira, who explains.
I agree. Let's get Vieira. He's a great lawyer on. I agree with you. God bless you, David. All right. Yeah. Again, I'm not fetishizing martial law. It's a term. A federal executive response to the foreign takeover. Defend us. Damn it. We have to call it out as a foreign attack it is. I'm getting really pissed now, folks. All right, let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Thanks for holding, Chris, and Hayes and others.
Hey, Alex. I know, I guess I've got a spiritual and mental tug of war going on with what's happening nationally and what's happening locally. I live in Kentucky where Governor Andy Beshear has become our COVID overlord. And something interesting that's came up in a lot of these hearings is there's been an individual, and I don't know his name or know the organization he's connected with, but he said that he got involved in investigating election fraud with these voting machines because of the irregularities that happened in the Kentucky governor's race.
Oh, yeah, super bad, super bad.
And I remember you guys covering some of the details of that at the time. But, I think these people need to be accountable, okay? And all these Democratic governors, they're acting in concert. It's like, I want to know who the conductor is and who's paying them to play the music.
I can tell you, it's the Clintons, it's Obama, it's George Soros, it's Brennan and Clapper. It's a whole consortium of scumbags.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they're all taking notes from each other and doing the exact same thing. I mean, my wife is a kindergarten teacher.
Hold on, stay there. Back in 60 seconds, Chris. We'll get to Isaac, Hayes, Chris, and Bob. I promise all of you before the segment ends. And the great investigative journalist is coming up. John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. Please stay with us. This is really important.
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves into next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items for your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products. And then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
America is under a globalist attack. They've got collaborators. They think we're weak. They think we're stupid. They're using COVID as the pretext to keep us locked down. China's bragging. They're totally open for business. Chris in Kentucky, you were saying your wife is a teacher, and we got cut off on the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, my wife's a kindergarten teacher and got two kids in elementary school, too. And our Kentucky governor has closed schools in our district because we're, quote, in the red zone. He's using all of his medical expertise that surrounds him. And, he says what wonderful medical experts they are. I'm sure.
And all they're doing is following the UN globalist orders.
Yeah, I think Joseph Mengele was probably a respected medical person, in the 30s and 40s in Germany, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
But this has caused hardship, and nobody knows from week to week what's fixing to happen. And, I'm praying for the president. I wish I could be in Washington. I'm actually on my way to Canada for work.
It doesn't matter, brother. Tell folks about the event. And we're all there in spirit. We're going to do this together. Thank you. Now, when you parallels the Nazis are dead on here. This violates the Nuremberg Code, Geneva Convention. I had scientists and medical doctors and all of them on. There's all these other doctors going public about the vaccines being totally deadly. You're like, well, then why would they do this? They're practicing getting us sick and getting away with it. They finally got to emerge. They finally got to make their move. This is it. Everything else was window dressing. Everything else was beta testing. This is it. Okay, let's go to Hayes in Alabama. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Hayes.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm all right, brother. I'm pretty freaked out, actually.
Me too. See, I was okay, and everything was fine until I started watching you about at the beginning of this year, and you kind of dragged me up under my rock. So,
but you notice now it wasn't just what I was saying. Notice now it's here?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, that's still in the screener when I called in. I worked for a big tech banking company, right? And I kid you not, I got an email this morning, and it talked about literally their helping and their clients are ushering in the fourth industrial revolution, and it has hyperlink. I click on the hyperlink. Where does it go? It's the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. They're coming. I don't know what else we got to tell people. They're coming.
Oh, it's all UN, Klaus Schwab, Chinese communists. Remember, 3.5 years ago, Trump had won. And Xi Jinping went there, and with Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker, they said, we will defeat America. And then Fauci said, we're going to launch a bio attack. And so that's crazy. You work for a big bank, and you just got your marching orders, huh?
Well, yeah. And my thing is, I'm wondering if it's even ethical that I continue working here, because I don't support that. I don't support an anti-human agenda. Sorry, I just can't.
Well, here's the deal. They're just getting you. Here's the deal. They're the ones causing the depression and the lockdown. They're just conditioning you that they're in charge. You're learning who your general is. Well, you're a patriot inside the enemy Death Star. Stay there. Continue to get intel. And then when they do things that are corrupt or whatever, blow the whistle, brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do. I pray that they, see reason and they, you know, they turn away from this.
They're not. Let me tell you, all the corporate heads are going to bow to it.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous, honestly. And I mean,
well, brother, it's how it works. They're making their move, man. Thank God you were already informed. Think of your other colleagues. They don't know what the Great Reset is. They don't know what the Fourth Industrial is, which is a post-industrial. You've got to warn them now.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at how many sidebar conversations I've had with people, and they start saying, it's funny because they'll say, Bill Gates, and I'm like, oh, you're one of us. You know what's going on. And I talk to them, and they watch InfoWars, and they know what's going on, and
that's really the good news is we're not alone, and so they're the ones that are in trouble. So they're making their move. We're making our move. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call, Hayes. Call back anytime. Sorry, I'm butchering names here today. My eyes are going out. Let's talk to Chris in Ohio. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Well, you just heard that caller works at a big bank, and he just got told Klaus Schwab is his guru.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just had a couple of questions here because I'm sorry, harkening back to some older times. But first one is, why is Rand Paul such a coward that he keeps, ducking debates with Jordan Holmes? And then the second one, would be, you said you were going to cut a microchip out of a dude, a homeless guy, a long while ago, and I never saw that happen. I just, I was hoping to have some proof that I could show people. And I was telling people for a while, like weeks at a time, that you were going to do that.
Well, listen, that's completely reasonable, Chris. It's all over the news that MIT's developed digital liquid chips with the vaccines. It's all over the news. They say ABC News, Newsweek, Time Magazine, USA Today, you will soon all have a chip. World government's here. We got the documents that were real from the UN group tracking homeless and their plan to chip. They have chipped in some Latin American countries. And then we had the homeless guy who gave us the paperwork ready to talk, and he got paranoid and wouldn't do the interview. So, are you debating that there is a movement to microchip first the most disadvantaged people?
No, I was saying you're the one that said that. Brother,
100%. 100% sometimes we got a fish right up to the boat, and then the line snaps. But so that was just somebody we didn't get the interview with.
If they're doing it to all the homeless people, shouldn't you be able to find at least one that will let you pay them to take out the microchip?
Well, I didn't say they're doing it to all of them. They're starting a pilot program is what it was. And, again, I appreciate your call, man. Listen, Chris, I welcome you to go out and find it yourself and show it to people, okay? I'm trying as hard as I can, brother, and I'm just human. But sure, pray for me. I'll be stronger, all right? Seriously, pray for me that I'll have your strength, and I will really try to do a better job. I don't know about Rand Paul and what you said about him. I'm sure Biden will deal with him. Don't worry. Get rid of that damn Rand Paul. Too bad Black Lives Matter didn't kill him, right? All right. Thank you, sir. Isaac in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hey. I just wanted to call and talk to you about the thing with YouTube that's going on. They're trying to stop you from talking about it. Just today, posted something on their blog that says they're going to be removing election videos that...
Yeah, well, they've been doing it.
What they're saying.
I mean, they've been doing it, but the last caller will say, show me the proof. I mean, they've announced that you're not going to question this election, which is, again, Soviet level. It's just, we're now here. It's a total nightmare, and I absolutely agree with you. It's horrible.
Yeah, but, like, I'm looking at their blog right now, and they're just blatantly saying that, oh, you can't question this. And for 4 years, they were allowed to question blatantly false claims with Russia and Russiagate and all this other crap.
Dude, they said on Monday, we're going to suppress white males because they're bad. I'm a white male. I don't like it because I'm a human. But obviously, it's a play us off against each other. Imagine if they said, we're going to suppress black males because they're bad. Well, that's what Hillary said. These are sick people.
Yeah, and they're just doing it right in front of us because they know that people won't do anything. They'll get mad online, and then they won't do anything.
Well, they'll submit. Most people actually submit. Thanks, Isaac. So we're out of time. Last caller, Bob in New York, ahead of Rappaport taking over. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Alex. Love you, man.
Love you.
Thank you. Pray for your family. And
I need those prayers more than anything, brother, because my spirit's strong, but my body's not that strong.
Yeah, well, you know it, man. You've heard from me in the past, but you always blow my mind, but especially now that you're saying Chinese troops are in North America. it's crazy. It's real.
I mean, it's absolutely real, brother.
It's a coup. It's a coup. And you know that I know it's a coup. Are you, I know what you know. I mean, I got into you back when we were still talking about the Trans-Texas Corridor and, you know, building that from the west coast of Mexico up to Kansas City, all owned by Chinese. Martial law then was, we were a little fearful of it because Bush was in charge and neocons were in charge. You didn't know what was going to happen with Chinese troops working for them. Or
well, see, that's the thing. Once you get hit with a real attack, it's so fast, you can't even, it's like, and now this is what it's like, brother.
Yeah, this is what it's like. So my point is, if we're going to maritime law, you know, even going all the way back to everyone is their own island, and we can all defend ourselves, why is Trump letting it get this far? People don't...
You know, I think I'm going to criticize Trump tomorrow, and not just to earn brownie points with people, but he needs to be criticized on some points, I agree. Hey, John Rapport's coming up. Thank you, Bob. Then Owen Schroyer's going to be on with the Chinese troop thing, bigger than Dallas, and let's get Ezra Levant on with him, too. And Levant's on that broke it with us tomorrow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Here we go, folks. Another weekly chat on vital issues of the day. May get into something about Attorney General Barr later on, because I'll probably lose it then rather than now. Got to keep my head together here for a while. Strategy. COVID. Breakthrough. So I want to hammer one more time, and this will not be the last time, on the test, the PCR test. But we have new news about it. All the case numbers are based on the test. So when the media report, governors report, public health officials report, oh, rising case numbers, and it's terrible, and therefore we have to do lockdowns, it's all based on the case numbers. And the case numbers are derived from the test. Understand that before anything else. That's the chain. The tests, the case numbers, the lockdowns. It's all fraud all the way. As I've demonstrated and described here on the show and in many articles at No More Fake News, the test is fraudulent for a variety of reasons. It's useless, it's worthless. And even more importantly, it's deceptive because it creates mountains of what are called false positives, which means that people who have no condition whatsoever that could be remotely connected to something hypothetically called COVID-19 are being diagnosed as infected with the coronavirus, and they are counted as cases based on the test. Okay, so we've established that. Second up, one of the ways, most important ways, that the test is deceptive is how many cycles are used in doing the test. What is a cycle? A cycle is an amplification or a blow up of, let's call it, the original sample taken from the patient. It's a little more complex than that, but we'll call it that. So you start off with something very, very tiny as a result of a swab of a patient, and the PCR test, as if it's looking at a very tiny snapshot, blows it up in size in a series of quantum leaps of extreme magnification. And each one of those quantum leaps is called a cycle. So how many cycles should the test be run at? Well, now we get down to something very interesting. As I've described, linked to it on my site, and talked about it here, we have Anthony Fauci on video recently talking about how 35 cycles or more of the test. If it's run at 35 or more cycles, it's totally useless. Nothing about the results can be interpreted in any rational, cognizant way. Okay? The reasons are various and so on, but it's sort of as if you're blowing up something so big now that it's catching things that are completely irrelevant. Just the way if you blew up a snapshot, let's say 100 million times, a photograph snapshot, you would be seeing things that you could interpret any way you wanted to that are completely irrelevant, like hairs and so on and so forth. What Fauci failed to mention in this publicly available video is that the FDA, which certifies all diagnostic tests as being approved for public use, and the CDC, their guidelines recommending doing the test up to 40 cycles, way above the 35 cycle limit. Which means that you're going to get labs all over the U.S. and probably the world that are running this test at too many cycles, far too many cycles, thus creating millions and millions and millions of false positive results, meaning results that apparently indicate that these people, these patients are, quote, infected with the virus, but that's not true. That's completely false. But all of these people not only will be now quarantined, treated, et cetera, their lives disturbed in many different ways, but each one of these people becomes a case number, a COVID case number, without any rational reason. It's a false positive. So when you have all of these labs following FDA and CDC guidelines, scientifically incorrect and worthless guidelines, what you get is millions of false positives. Therefore, the number of cases that are reported of COVID escalate everywhere. And governors then say, well, you see what's happening. Our only course of action is to achieve new lockdowns. And therefore, that's what I'm ordering. And these lockdowns are absolutely in-house arrests, unconstitutional, et cetera, destroying lives, livelihoods, wreaking extensive economic damage all over the U.S. and the world based on the fraudulent use of this PCR test. And as we head into the first break here, I do want to mention that the extent of the economic damage and the destruction, what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is like, has been concealed from the American public and the world public by mainstream media, who are under orders not to report it extensively in living color. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The globalists have always been at war with the family and small businesses. They want control. They want domesticated slaves. That's the process that is taking place right now. And when you shop at the big box stores and when you shop with Amazon, remember that They are creating monopolies, and they are the globalists that are pushing the lockdowns, gun control, abortion, world government, all of it. If you want to do that, go ahead and shop there. But if you'll shop at InfoWars, where we have thousands of products made right here in America with our warehouses and our crew, it's incredible, and it changes the whole world. So do your shopping if you want to fund the InfoWar, if you want to stop the globalists, at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell others to do their shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing products. We can get everything delivered to you by Christmas if you order by the 18th. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for thinking through what you do and where you spend your money, and do your shopping and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, part two. So, in the last segment, I described how the test, the PCR test, is at the bottom of this enormous fraud, generating millions of supposed cases of COVID-19. Nothing could be further from the truth. And yet these cases, rising case numbers, that's the rationale used by political officials, governors, and so on, to institute in-house arrests, lockdowns, destruction
of the economy and human life, and that the media are instructed not to explore the extent of the economic wreckage or the human wreckage up close and personal and really show it to you and pound it into you as to what's really happened to this country and other countries, but instead to show little cute public service announcements and so on and so forth that you see on television as kind of a sop. Oh yes, we're fine. We'll be fine. They're under instructions not to show this to you. For example, anybody with a camera could walk down the streets of New York City, once the greatest city in the world, and see how desolate it has become over the last 9 months. The boarded up stores and businesses, the lack of people on the streets, the people who are there walking along like zombies wearing masks. Just that alone, given enough time and coverage on the media, would begin to make things sink into people as to the degree of horrendous economic destruction. And then interviews with small business owners whose lives have been completely destroyed. And then people would start to see what these lockdowns are really all about and how, in fact, that is the primary operation here that's being carried out on the global population. The virus, the test, all of that is just the cover story. Okay. Now, perhaps you've noticed that in the last couple of months in particular, there has been growing in what's ridiculously called the alternative media, more and more testimony, proof, evidence, awareness that this PCR test is in fact a fraud. Essays, open letters, scientists testifying, lawyers putting together cases. This is serious business. And the awareness and the action are both expanding. The attack on the PCR test is growing. And the bit of breaking news in the last several days on this front is much more significant than most people realize. Because the state of Florida, under Governor DeSantis, issued by his public health department, the state public health department, is now requiring all labs in the state to report for each test they do how many cycles they ran the test at. You see, as was exposed in a New York Times article, and I've written about this extensively, the labs never report to the doctor and the patient in the test results how many cycles the test was run at. They're not required to, and they don't report it. This is like the cover-up of the century. But now, somebody in the state of Florida, or somebody somewhere, got the ear of the governor of Florida and showed him that the test is largely being run on a completely fraudulent basis, resulting in the appearance, the illusion of greater and greater case numbers, therefore seeming to require new lockdowns. Well, Governor DeSantis in Florida does not want to do new lockdowns. And so he was ripe for discovering this enormous fraud. And now, for those of you watching this, you can see on the screen the memorandum from the Florida Department of Public Health, which lists DeSantis's name at the top, requiring laboratories to report the number of cycles they're running the test at. Now, you could say, well, the labs could lie and this and that, and they could evade and so on and so forth. Sure. But this is an enormous step in the right direction. This is a long war we're in, folks. This is not, oh, I just want to tap something on my app or computer, keyboard, and then everything is going to be okay. That's not what we're in. We're in the long war. And when we see a hint of daylight, we need to pursue it. And this is a piece of daylight, what Florida is doing, for two reasons. Well, first of all, if the laboratories start reporting honestly, many tests will be rejected on the basis of too many cycles. You ran it at 35, 37, 39, 40. Forget it. The results are meaningless. Now we could see a decline in case numbers in Florida and the governor announcing, well, we're doing very well here. We're not locking down. All because they're exposing the lab fraud. The lab fraud. So that's number one. Number two, other states and governors looking at Florida could decide to follow suit and do what Florida is doing. Of course, not all states are going to do this, but if a few get in line and decide to do this, then we could begin to see a domino effect that would be very hard to control. And number three, and perhaps most important, I'm appealing to you. You, the listener, you, the viewer, you, all of the people seeing and hearing this transmission on InfoWars, who want freedom, who don't want lockdowns. You have the information that I've given you. You can use it. You can make people aware all over the world, official, politicians, doctors, scientists, general public, freedom fighters, all kinds of people, that the test is fraudulent, and it's fraudulent for the reasons that I've mentioned about the number of cycles, and that the testing labs are part of the fraud, and this needs to be changed now. Needs to be exposed. I'll have more on exactly what we all need to do after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Boys and girls, take warning. If you
okay, we're back.
The lake, keep your
last segment here for today.
And look for a sneaky snake.
So I want to emphasize this. If the test, PCR test, falls, goes down in flames, all the fake case numbers go down in flames. All of the rationale for the lockdowns disappear. The illusion is gone. If we expose the test, the whole thing collapses. The edifice of fraud and fakery collapses. And that is already underway, I'm telling you. I've kept my finger on this pulse. I've been watching what's happening over the last 9 months as I've been reporting every day, updating stories. There is a tremendous wave building of knowledge and truth and revealment about the fraudulent PCR test. And now it's up to you to spread the word in every way possible that the test is a fraud. The test must go down. It's the cycles, stupid. It's the test, stupid. It's the fraudulent test. The evidence is abounding everywhere. If the test goes down and falls and is exposed, the case number of fraud is exposed. There is no reason for the lockdowns. This is the whole gambit that they're playing. You can see it everywhere you look. Oh, the rising case numbers. We have to have new lockdowns. And these airheads on the news just keep promoting this crap every day. Oh, we have 3,000 new cases. No, you don't. You have nothing. It's a fraudulent pandemic. It's a pandemic of PCR testing. It's an outbreak of testing. That's all that it is. It's nothing more. And it needs to be exposed. I've explained exactly why here in the past hour. You can grasp it and see it. The certifying agencies of government are saying to run the test in a way that will automatically produce false positives and rising case numbers. The actual science says you have to run it much lower in terms of cycles, or it's a fraud. We've got them. It's all there on the record. Now, I've asked people before to spread the word in every possible way they can. And I know that some people do. But there are other people who just don't understand what that means. They say, well, I emailed my friends and they said I was crazy and now I don't know what to do. Wow. They don't understand that we're in a war. I mean, is this what George Washington said? Correct me if I'm wrong. When his army was in the midst of winter facing the opposition, the soldiers' contracts were running out. They were starting to desert and go home. The revolution was on the verge of being lost. Is that what we're talking about? When people say, well, I sent out 15 emails about this, and people just say, I'm crazy. And you stop? That's it? That's the end of fighting for freedom? That's the end of your war to get freedom? That's the end of your war to expose the truth? Are you friggin' kidding me? How about 1,000 emails? How about never stopping? How about not caring what other people say? How about becoming relentless? How about organizing the truth and sending it out and never stopping? If 5,000 people did that, do you realize what the growing effect would be? It causes a synergistic effect whose consequences can never be predicted. It starts to geometrically expand as people gain knowledge and say, my God, this is right. The test is fraudulent. The whole thing is insane. Why didn't I see this before? You see it now. Is that too much to ask for? I don't think so. This is a site called InfoWars, calling for InfoWarriors. It ain't mainstream television. It's participatory. It's you and us. Us, you. It's a mix. It's everybody working to expose the lies and the truth, to bring down the sociopaths who want to take us all into a horrendous future. At the bottom of the fraud is the test. That is what has happened. They have seen, by whom I mean the really elite scientists and the globalists, that they needed a way to run a test that would automatically generate fake case numbers. They knew that from the start. They devised such a test, the PCR. They knew that the messaging from governments and media had to be about rising case numbers in order to justify the lockdowns. So that's what they went with. That's what they're still going with. It was a plan. They executed the plan. We can see that now. We know that. We have it on the record from Fauci himself that if you run this test at 35 cycles or higher, you automatically get meaningless results. And many of those meaningless results will be false positives, meaning new case numbers. And we have it on the record that the FDA and the CDC recommend doing the test up to 40 cycles, which is a crime and fraudulent. We know this. Put it together. Get the word out. Be an info warrior. Don't stop, no matter what. There will be other people doing what you're doing, and you'll never know them, but they'll be doing it too. The truth comes in many ways, many tsunamis, parallel. And when they meet up, they're so formidable that nothing can stop them. We also have, as I said at the beginning, court cases shaping up on this PCR fraud. And now we have the state of Florida, the first government, to my knowledge, in a state in the United States, to make this clear, that no longer will labs be allowed to just simply report results. They have to say how many cycles. We have a Portuguese higher court decision exposing the PCR test as fraud. That's the guts of the decision of the court, saying that lockdowns are now illegitimate because they are based on the test. We have that on the record as well. That's what I'm saying, people. The storm is gathering, the storm of truth. Join in, assist it, help it, make it bigger, defy the odds, turn the odds in our favor. The weak point in the enemy has been discovered. This is what happens in a war. You look at the enemy, the opposition, the evil side. Where are their weaknesses? What can be probed to turn this whole thing around? And I've spent the past hour showing that to you. It's as big a sign as all of the city of London or Paris. It's the test. It's the test. That's their weak point. Expose the fraud of the test and the lie, and keep on exposing it long enough, and the whole edifice is going to crumble. People ask me, what can I do? What can I do? This is something anyone can do. This is how you win a war. I'm not saying it's the only thing we need to do by far, but we need to do this, and we need to do it now. I'm counting on you, and I'll see you next time.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.